Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening. And Ed, you know, it's been another great week. So far, we, at least at CHI, are not really seeing significant increases, maybe a slight uptick, but in the COVID cases. And, you know, when I turn on the news, I'm seeing doom and gloom still from Fauci and Burks and whatnot. And I'm glad we're not seeing that here. So I'm just very thankful. I won't really comment on the other, and I'll remind people, yep, they're my opinions, your opinions, not our sponsor or the radio show or the station. But I'm thankful that in this area we are not seeing that kind of surge that I'm seeing on the TV. So everybody, don't take at face value everything you see on the news. Research it a little bit. Look into it. See if it's true or not. See if it's true for this area. And don't walk around in fear. You know, we're about to have, in the mask mandate, I think it goes away at the end of the month, if I remember right. And I know one of my kids, we were talking, and I was kind of glad to hear her saying that she is looking so forward to that. And, you know, she's my free-spirited kid, and I support her, and she is super careful. She's always been, I've called her a germaphobe, but you know what? Kid doesn't get sick. She lives healthy, takes her vitamins, exercises, and she's following all the precautions, but she is ready to live life more normally. And I, you know, kudos to her. And she's not going to walk around in fear. Again, I might get a little hate mail on that one, but we're doing everything safe at CHI. We are using all of our precautions, and we are still watching for COVID cases, but it has been life as close to normal in our office as I have seen in a long time. And we've actually expanded, just like you did during the COVID pandemic. We expanded, and it's just the way I think things should be done. We've adapted as best we could. And speaking of CHI, by the way, I do have a little message to you from them. Human kindness is an urge in all of us to help others. It's about showing kindness and a willingness to help those who may not be able to help themselves. Although there are times when the ones in need may not look like us, sharing a helping hand is what connects us all, showing up in many colors, sizes, and forms. So thank you, CHI. And Ed, tell me about your week.
Thank you, my friend. And of course, busy as normal, but we did feel a little bit because of spring break. It was a little bit more even keeled during the week, I guess I will say. So we will be rocking and rolling back to the rock and roll days, I'm sure, this week coming up.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah, well, it was perfectly fine. I had a couple people out, and things were actually worked out very well and got me a chance. I'm doing a lot of TV interviews these days, and it gave me some chance to focus on that a little bit more.
Well, nice. Did you give away all that CBD that you had?
No, we got some more CBD in, so we still have the most amazing offer on CBD.
And I have to tell you something really interesting. So, I have patients at different businesses around town. Amazon, I've never seen this done by any business in town yet, so kudos to them. If one of their employees wants to be on a CBD oil, it looks like HR there understands it may give a false positive. They now have documentation they can send to a PCP so they can complete that, so the employee will not be harmed by any falsely positive drug test for THC. And that is a good thing. That's a step forward.
So who's giving the form to who?
It's Amazon employees. It's available out there for them. I became aware of it this week, and that's,
wow,
to me, as far as I know, it's brand new.
Set a precedent, please.
Way to go, HR at Amazon.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Amazon fan for selling nutritional items because of multiple reasons, one of which many of them are subjected to heat, which means it's going to be less potent by the time you get it. But I love someone who's brave enough to step up and step out. Our CBD that we have, we actually bought a bulk amount, and we put it in these really sterile glass bottles. So we are offering CBD for only the price of the bottle is actually, I said it last week wrong. I said $3.98. It's actually $2.98 for a 1 ounce bottle. I'm using it in addition to my GABA when I'm not sleeping well at night. So I will, if I wake up, as I did last night, about 11 o'clock with things on my mind, been talking to my counselor here, Dr. Green, about my active brain at night, about all this stuff going on. But I would do two CBDs and I would do two eyedroppers of CBD and two GABA, and it would return me back to that sleep. And nice. Talking about sleep, and then I want to talk about the mask one more time. But I spoke the past 2 weeks about my new sleep ring called the Oura, O-U-R-A. I'm actually in love with this ring because I feel, one, it's very accurate. It has been compared to much medical equipment as far as analyzing sleep patterns. How quick could you go to sleep? Are you in REM? How long are you in REM? How about deep sleep? How about light sleep? How about not sleep? And it breaks it down into such easy-to-read categories and gives you advice on how to manage it to a better level. It is outstanding to help me to be more cognizant and accountable for helping set up a system for better sleep, because my insomnia is my demon. And like last night, I thought that I was going to be really short of sleep when I woke up this morning, because I did get up about 3:40 this morning, and I thought, oh gosh, it's going to drag all day long. But actually, it was one of my better nights. I had more REM sleep than most of the nights that I actually get. Why? I don't know. Now, 3 nights ago, I went to sleep in 2 minutes. Aura says bad, gives you a bad score when you do that. It says the reason you went to sleep in 2 minutes, because normally it should take about 7 to 15, is because I was exhausted. Exhausted to a point. And when you're exhausted, your pulse rate stays higher because it monitors your pulse rate, and it has all these graphs about where does my pulse rate start, begin, in the middle. And I'm seeing such a pattern with pulse rates and the level of sleep. When my pulse is at 64, I am not in REM sleep and I'm not in deep sleep. I'm in light sleep. It has to get down to about 56 for that deep sleep to occur. Well, what does that mean? That means I did too much that day. I'm too stressed, probably. I didn't wind down quick enough. I did too much late night reading, or I don't watch TV. I actually have not turned it on now in a long time. But I can still get wired up. So it's giving me the opportunity to focus and calm down before sleep.
I fall asleep really fast every day.
Well,
that may be a bad thing.
Look at what you do, man. And you seem to not require as much as I do. Real quickly, I know that there's always controversy surrounding this topic on mask, but I love this. It has references to this, but, you know, we do know that medical mask raises some carbon dioxide in the blood because it's actually inhibiting some of the breathing that we are doing. It also gives some people a false sense of security. I know that for sure, because it's not going to really stop them from getting sick, but they're wearing it like a bulletproof vest that I wore as a police officer, stopping bullets.
Well, it's more that we're protecting others us, and that's what it's doing.
But you can see in the eyes of these people traveling in cars with it still on, and you know, being downtown and walking and riding on bikes. I mean, it's exposing their fear is more than it is anything else. You know, it does also, any mask can collect and colonize viruses and bacteria and mold, because if you don't change it out quick enough, it gets moisture, it gets, you know, that starts in there, it's going to live in there. And, you know, it does obviously compromise communications or reduce social distancing. And many people don't wear it properly. And, you know, a lot of people, the air that's exhaled goes into the eyes, which can dry your eyes out. So there's multiple reasons why I'm so thrilled that the mask mandate is going to go away. And
there are going to be a lot of businesses that do not have their mandate go away. I saw some interviews on, I don't know which news station, but, you know, we'll have the choice. If there is a business we want to go in and they're still having a mask mandate inside their doors, well, you know what? That is their right. They have the right to do what they want with their business. And you know what? I have a right to go or not. It's my choice. And I'm fine with that. I'm very okay.
You know, we'd talk about places we would eat at, and we've kind of gotten away from that because how many times can we talk about new places?
Every day.
We could, but I'm kind of, the last time I think on the show, I've kind of gotten, and I don't mean to be negative, but I'm actually going to talk again about two negatives. I rant a little bit, probably too much, about MSG, monosodium glutamate. It is a chemical that is a flavor enhancer. Many restaurants don't even know the hidden words that can be shown on a label, like yeast extract, usually means MSG. It actually legally can fall under the term natural flavoring, so it's almost impossible. Well, I've eaten at Sweet Basil for about 30 years. Well, all of a sudden, their curry sauce seems to have MSG in it. Why do I know that? Because when your normal pulse rate is 54 and it goes to about 90 in about an hour, nothing does that, including coffee, except MSG. And so I'm fearing that Sweet Basil and also Rain, which I love both of those places, but anything with curry sauce at Rain, I will be up till 3 in the morning.
Well, let me counter that with a little positive. So, you know, as we talked about off the air, I and my daughter went to eat. Now, I'm not usually, you know, I'm in North Shore and downtown mostly, but we were out closer to the mall. The Chili's out there off Gun Barrel, and I will say very welcoming. They had plexiglass up between the booths, so it felt actually normal. It felt like it was, you know, years ago. The food was excellent. I think I told you, got a mango chili chicken, I think that's what it's called, and broccoli, I think it was. And it was just fantastic. So, you know, it was a nice experience, and I didn't feel like we were eating in the pandemic. Yeah. And they've adapted fairly well. Adapted. Way to go, Chili's.
Adapted fairly well. I love that, because the people who didn't adapt, I'm sorry, but they're probably going to lose. And that's adapting means also making people feel welcome.
And it's a shame. I love Blue Plate, and I miss them.
Yep, yep. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got several things I want to talk about. I want to talk about erectile dysfunction for a minute, and Dr. Cohn that we interviewed here. And also, there's a really interesting article on how many people, and you know this, Dr. Green, they manage their diabetes really well, but they wake up with high numbers despite the fact that they're doing everything right. And it was a really cool study. I want to talk just a minute about that on the next segment. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute, at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition, showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease, with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And we have an interesting guest today, Dr. Rob Hedrick. Welcome, Dr. Hedrick, to Vital Health Radio.
Glad to be here.
We're going to talk today. You are a thoracic surgeon, and we're talking about some lung CT screening guidelines and the new mobile CT coach. Tell us about that, please.
Well, first, a thoracic surgeon deals with problems in the chest. If you really take our population surrounding us, lots of great people, not always the healthiest. The 50% of our problems occur in the chest. If you really narrow it down to the two main, it's really lung cancer and heart disease, certainly for our population. So lung screening was a way of lifting up the hood, looking into the chest, seeing what's going on. Certainly as we cross that 50-year mark in our birthdays, our genetics really start playing out. And taking a peek and looking inside is critical to our survival, staying away from hospitals, major health crises. And the mobile unit was a way to try to make it the easiest we could for patients to get that screening test.
How interesting. You can't look for heartbreak in that, can you?
No, but, you know, there are signs of when somebody's really just, you know, emotionally crushed, that the heart does undergo changes that can be picked up on imaging. And there really is a broken heart syndrome, and has a fancier name to it. But in medicine, it your heart definitely is connected to your brain and your emotions.
That is so interesting. Of course, I'm in that world I always live in, which is kind of fringe, interesting world of, you know, the stories of people who had heart transplants, and the person, the recipient, all of a sudden has these new taste buds and emotions that they never had before that. And there's so much we don't know about this whole concept of transferred stuff, energy and spirit and soul within our organs. And that's so interesting that it actually can be confirmed on analysis like that. I didn't expect to hear that.
Yeah, the imaging, it'll look sort of like a crab trap. But it definitely goes through changes. And I think what your show's about and what's great, what you guys do, and certainly what we're trying to do, is your health is so important, whether it's your emotional health or certainly in my area, what's going on in your chest. It really equates to our happiness, our ability of how well we interact with others, and just how much we enjoy life. And as you get older, man, it's critical to stay healthy, and that's what we're all trying to do here today.
And you know, so often people in every field, including certainly traditional medicine, and patients believe sometimes that, you know, we're kind of like a Ford truck, and we just wait for it to break down, and we run it up to the garage, and you get it fixed, and you continue down the highway. But we're starting to learn, as everyone, your group of people, the public, that prevention is key. We don't, you know, it's a lot easier to keep a horse in the barn than to let it out and try to go round it up. And
absolutely.
And the emotional part of this conversation, you know, what you just said would have been laughed at 15 to 20 years ago by most people who heard that. But it is so, anybody who has the eyes to watch people age with unhappiness and no joy in their life and a dead heart, they generally spiral with poor health. They may live a long time still, but they are not going to be on an optimal level. But we're kind of getting off the off the sidelines here. So tell me about this mobile lung CT coach. What is that?
Well, the whole idea, just like what you're saying, it's easier to take care of the horse before it runs out of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And when we certainly look at diseases like heart disease and my passion, lung cancer, we'll see it on the imaging way before anybody knows it's present. Certainly the individual that it's growing in doesn't have the ability to know that horse is about to get out of the barn. So we just take the simplest scan we know. You don't have to take your clothes off. It's not painful. There's no IVs. It takes probably 2 minutes to actually do the test and probably longer than that to sign in for the test. But it allows us to actually see lung cancer when it's just starting to form, kind of like a hurricane or a tropical storm. And allows us to make not only the treatment really simple, but also the cost of the treatment much, much less, and your odds of surviving and going on with life much greater. So it's certainly a way of taking a disease that certainly plagues our communities and just being more proactive about it.
You know, and Dr. Hedrick, I'm as a primary care doc, I am so very thankful for what you do and for the mobile coach as well. And I cannot tell you how many just of my patients' lives have been saved just because they found cancer at, say, stage one. And that is such a blessing. Yeah. And it's fairly easy. It's hard to convince a smoker, Ed, to stop smoking. That's uh-huh. difficult. But to convince a smoker to go get a lung CT is actually not that hard. I mean, it really is. Now, have there been changes made, Dr. Hedrick, to the mobile coach lately? Are there any updates from last time we had you on the show?
So when we were last on the show, we had first delivered the mobile unit. And the idea was simply to make healthcare easy on the patients and definitely for a screening test. You don't want to inconvenience somebody, make them take a day off from work or a day off from life to get some test they're not sure they really want. So we built a prototype first in the country, and nobody thought it was going to be realistic to drive it around, certainly the East Tennessee and North Georgia terrain. And as we built it and learned a lot of lessons from it, what we just have delivered is the final version of all that we learned. One, how to get people through the scan even quicker, simpler, less radiation. How can we make the vehicle much more durable to get to places not only that are hard to reach, but also get the information immediately back to the radiologist and the results immediately back to the patient. That's it's frightening enough to get a scan, but then they have to wait for a result and physician's office doesn't call you back for a while. It's that can be emotionally stressful too. So the idea is to make it easy, and hopefully this new bus is going to make it even easier and save more lives.
You know, that's one thing I'm so impressed with your system and Memorial and how they actually are stepping up to the plate to serve patients' needs. And without the old arrogance factor seems to have been lessening where, you know, you are actually adapting and you are trying. Like you just said, it's difficult for patients to wait for these tests. It's difficult to give a whole day off work. And you're actually adapting to that. Now, on this lung coach, well, first off, because I'm in the world of holistic all the time, tell people about the radiation exposure. What level is that?
Yeah, so we call it a low dose. What we've realized, like with every technology, television, cell phones, and certainly imaging devices, we can see way more with much less radiation. So the total amount of radiation equates to somebody who's a frequent flyer with Delta back in the old days when everybody flew for work every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's equivalent to the difference in living in Denver and Chattanooga. So on the scale, and certainly for somebody age 50 and older, the amount of radiation is pretty minuscule. Certainly through all the studies, and it's been almost two decades of studies, haven't seen an impact of the radiation. And what we're amazed at is how much we can see about what's going on in your body to help make preventative measures to help keep you, again, out of the hospitals and from some major health crisis. We can see it with so much better technology and so little radiation. It's the cool part of trying to adapt to the improvements in healthcare as well as the needs of what patients really want.
And, you know, I preach that to my patients. It's such a low dose of radiation, such a safe test to do in just once a year. But remind the listeners, if you will, there are cardiac imaging benefits to this as well. Is that correct?
Correct. And part of our goal is to get the most value out of all the data we're collecting. So you can see the heart, the coronary arteries, and certainly give somebody a calcium score, or a objective measure of what's really happening in the aging of their vessels. And take that information and say, all right, here's some proactive steps to try to stop that. You know, you're heading in the wrong direction. Or often we find people are on a lot of medications and they don't have any disease in their coronary arteries, and they're in their late 50s or 60s like I am. And then just go, okay, maybe we've been profiling or reading your genetics wrong. We also can see the bone. Certainly is bone density. And as we get older, one of the biggest things we'll see if you walk into a hospital on a weekend is hip fracture. You know, long bone fracture from people falling. And trying to address that issue proactively with some real data and help giving somebody some guidance has got to equate to all of us staying healthier and living longer, better lives.
I love that. And like Dr. Green spoke about, it's very difficult to get a smoker to stop smoking. But when they have evidence of damage and they can actually see it with someone explaining it, that's a whole different issue, because that can motivate people because it scares them to death. And just reading headlines doesn't, or information, or hearing from family, friends, or like, you need to quit smoking, doesn't really do much for that person.
we forget where we came from, and certainly in the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was everywhere. Everybody did it. Now we all were better educated. But giving them a picture to see what's happening in their body, particularly lungs, changes their mindset to say, all right, it's not too late. Let me get on this. And us, we have to help them. We got to give them direction on how to quit and support it.
Right, right. Now, this mobile coach, so tell me about the schedule. How do people find out where it is, and does it go for like one day each location, or how does it work?
Correct. It goes one day at each location, depending on how far we have to drive and getting back. It may be not all day. MyLungCare.org has the schedule on it. Facebook page, same thing, MyLungCare. And Dr. Rob Hedrick on Facebook. My office number is 495-LUNG, L-U-N-G, and they also can give you the schedule. If you're a church group, a service group, or anybody who wants to put on a event, then we're happy to also bring the bus to your place.
And I will say, as a primary care doc, you guys are extremely accommodating to all the patients, and they just love you. They love the coach. I'm curious, though. I think there are a lot of listeners that are wondering what the criteria are. How do you qualify for this? Or if, let's say, if somebody just wanted to get one, they're not a smoker. They're thinking, I'd just like to pay for a scan. I'm wondering how much that is, too. So the criteria to get scanned, and what if you just pay out of pocket? How much does that cost?
So the criteria of who currently is paid for, it's just got lowered to include a lot more people. So age 50 and greater, and a 20-pack year smoking history. And that means you smoked a pack per day for 20 years equivalent. Nobody ever counts, but we have to make sort of a best guesstimate. From if somebody didn't qualify but has a lot of cancer in their family, certainly women are our biggest gender, non-smoking women who are getting lung cancer, then they get the scan done for $150. If there's financial issues, we certainly have grants to help support the project that can still get the imaging done. So there should be a way, either through insurance, cash pay, or even the grant supporting, foundation supporting someone who can't afford it. We just want to save lives and get people screened.
So could anyone get it done for $150, or do they still have to qualify?
Yes. No. Well, we want to be realistic. So age 50 and greater, absolutely.
Okay.
If you're age 40 and greater, we'll do the calcium score and still scan the lungs and the body for $150. The idea is you don't want to start too early, because we don't know about the radiation in a 20-year-old, and right, probably your genetics and making, you know, major health decisions be a little bit harder and less evidence-based at that age. It's a lot easier, it certainly, as you get in your 40s and 50s.
That is so interesting, Dr. Hedrick. I'm a big fan of weighing out risk and benefit against everything. It doesn't matter whether it's pharmaceutical drugs or nutritional therapy or diagnostic test. And to me, the benefit of this is far, far exceeding any risk. Maybe someday you could actually come to Nutrition World's parking lot and we could promote this. I would love to do that. I mean, there are nutritional interventions. Some people, and I did actually do a podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I interviewed a Dr. Kate from Canada talking about the vitamin K2 and how it reduces calcium scores in many animal studies. So there's options. So it's not like you're doomed if you actually get a report. And I would like to pursue this. So I think Nutrition World would be an awesome place for your van or bus to come one day.
Well, I think it would be too. And the best thing is, mostly what we find, it's actionable. And it may be a change in diet. Maybe it's some things that we can help you with. But we want to make it simple and life great. That's the goal of it all.
That's perfect. Gosh, so interesting. I loved our conversation, Dr. Hedrick. And you know, we reused up our time very quickly. And please come by the Nutrition World if you get a chance. I'd love to meet you in person. And we're going to work on this, on getting this set up with an appointment for people who are listening. It's time to It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health with all my silly topics. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And yesterday I was eating at Panera, and it was really, and I did speak unkindly of them about this broccoli chicken bowl that made me sick like four different times, but they do have plenty of other good healthy options. But when I'm sitting there with my unsweet tea, I love the fact that on the cup itself, it's comparing the amount of sugar in different drinks. So they have listed on my 20-ounce unsweet tea that if you had this in cola, it would have 17.25 spoonfuls of sugar.
Oh, wow.
17. Back in 1900, we were eating about 2 teaspoons of sugar a day. And here's in one single glass, you're getting 17 spoonfuls of sugar. Is that, not sad?
Well, back in my younger days, I could do that like at, I don't know, 18 to 20 when I was a distance runner because I lived like a hummingbird. But now, do you need that much sugar? Absolutely not. Your immune system is going to suffer from that too.
Yes, because we know that when you ingest a lot of sugar, the immune system goes down for 3 to 4 hours. So if you just eat a very good plant-based with high protein type of keto diet, your immune system is going to improve even without vitamin D and all the right things.
You know, I think we talked about it the last couple of weeks. We are back on predominantly a strict low-carb diet. So both of us, wife and I, are doing, well, actually really well on the low-carb diet 99% of the time. And my energy is up. You know, I feel better. Thought process is clear. I feel so much better when I'm actually avoiding those things that I actually really, really like. I like sweets. I like bread, rice, pasta, potatoes. Those things taste great. But your body gets used to that as a fuel source, and then you know, every time it wears off, I think, you know, one, it's blunting your immune system. Number two, it is just really all that carb is unhealthy. But let me give a plug to First Watch. I think you like First Watch, and I do as well. So since we're being so careful with this, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were eating there, and we asked if they had that information for us because it's not on the menu. They have some calories, but they the girl disappeared, came back, and had this extremely large, like a poster board size, laminated, not menu, but a list of ingredients and the breakdown of carbs and sugars and fats and protein on every single product that they sell. Now, that was interesting. We were able to go, wow, what we're about to eat has more carbs and sugars than we thought, and we were able to tailor it to a really healthy meal. Way to go, First Watch. I mean, that's really information that we need.
I eat at First Watch every Sunday almost. I love the waiter. His name's Brian over there. He used to wait on me at Mount Vernon. Remember Mount Vernon in the day?
I do.
And Brian takes such good care of myself and everyone who comes over there. But, you know, I love their cage-free eggs and the fact they have the really whole grain oatmeal and that even though I try not to eat much gluten, that old-fashioned toast. Now, I will say this. I, being the nut I am, bring my own butter because they have a butter spread. What does butter spread mean? It's half margarine, and margarine is basically a piece of plastic, and I will refuse to eat that.
But that whole grain toast is not as bad as you would think. I mean, I've avoided it before. We didn't have to that day. I had a little bit of it, didn't want it all because I'm eating it plain, kind of like you. But you know what? It was not that unhealthy a choice.
No, it's not. It's
and they really had egg not. Whites. I pulled yep. you know, the egg whites instead, but it was whatever I got that day, probably an omelet or something, but it was extremely good. And you know, stuck with a keto-ish diet, which is what I'm doing. I'm not strict keto like some people, but the low carb lifestyle is, well, I just really like it better.
Well, good. Of course, that's what I preach all the time. And I do say, if people don't want to have to even think about it, you can do this one single step, which is start your day with what we call Ed's Breakfast Drink. Go to nutritionw.com, type in Ed's Breakfast Drink, and it's a combination of three items. It will start your day on a keto platform, which then gives you benefits the entire day, even if you don't do anything different the rest of the day. I do my drink 6 days a week, and then I eat at First Watch on Sunday. I want to give you a sample, Dr. Green, of something called Rootology. It is one of the coolest herbal formulas for allergies. And what they tell us to do in the store, we've sold this for about 6 years. They say if someone walks in and they're just stuffy and they're sneezing and they got all the allergy symptoms, give them two of these pills as a sample if they're willing to stay in the store for 15 minutes. And then within 15 minutes, the symptoms are starting to go down. It's actually a combination of herbs that are very unknown.
How about I take it on the air real quick?
Hey, there we go.
I'm just
going to
do it right now because this is my allergy. Yeah, we're doing a field test, people.
Yeah. That's cool. And I, you know, just from a personal standpoint, I always am trying to, you know, strengthen myself in many different ways through challenges. Well, I started breath holding again. And if you look at my Facebook post or Instagram, you'll see that yesterday was the day that I started back breath holding.
I saw you doing it.
Did you? I just did a minute and a half in the pool. I have face down so people know I'm not cheating. But I did do 2 minutes and 59 seconds about a year and a half ago. So we'll say 3 minutes. I think breath holding is very important for the health of the body and the lungs. Let me tell you, Dr. Green, I woke up during the middle of the night and I forgot how sore I could be with breath holding.
Really?
My ribs are sore. That's what's sore is my ribs. And it's because I haven't done it for some time. Now, that will pass in one or two more sessions. But isn't that incredible that just holding your breath can make you sore?
I would never have thought that. Not in my wildest dreams. I would think you're probably not alone in the pool, right?
No, I was not. And I, you know, that's a great point.
It crossed my mind that that might be a safety issue for some people. So make sure you're not alone.
Because I did that one time and I did get a little bit dizzy and I thought, this is not smart. Let's have somebody over here. Because I had to actually get a friend to come video it. So I definitely not going to do it by myself. Because even a healthy person could pass out, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And that's a dangerous environment. If you're hypoxic at that point, your CO2 is going to be a little up toward the end of that breath holding. And I don't think you want to lose consciousness in a pool. That may not be a wise thing. Or I guess people can have a life preserver if they were in their own pool at home.
Yeah, and true.
There's other ways to do it. Do you have to be in water? That was something that crossed my mind. I just saw that yesterday or today. Do you have to be in water? Or can somebody just hold their breath?
No, they can just sit on the couch. And I used to do that. It's just for purposes of proving that I did it. It's easy to show because the face and the water, you know I'm not cheating.
Well, I know you don't cheat.
Hey,
not with that kind of thing.
If I cheat, I'm only cheating myself, that's for sure. So that herb you just took is called Rootology, R-O-O-T-ology. And we do have some samples in the store, so sometimes people want to test it. Hey, just come in and hang out with us for 20 minutes and 30. And most people find a lessening of symptoms within 15 to 30 minutes. And so it's pretty cool. And we've had it long enough. I'm totally, totally convinced of its absolute safety, and there's no real interactions with anything. So
well, I still wish I'd gone for allergy testing and shots as a young child.
Yeah.
I imagine I'll have to ask my mom one day. I'll bet they offer it, but you don't offer it to a kid. Would you like to get shots for 5 years? You know, but as an adult, I wish I had. So my goodness, we ought to have some of the allergists on here if we haven't done that in a while.
We haven't. We did have Dr. Kahn on here from Hickson Urology several months ago talking about erectile dysfunction, and he is still offering that treatment at his office called ED Wave, and it's a a type of, if you know about the kidney lithotripsy, where they go in and have these shock waves that break up kidney stones, this is a very, very less intense, not painful. But what it does is when it's the patient's treated 6 times in 6 weeks, it opens up blood flow to a level that's really equal to being younger. And Dr. Cohn has had it for about 4 years now with about 78% results is what the studies show. So anyone interested in a non-toxic way to increase their ability to perform, Hicks in Urology, you can call them and make an appointment, or go on our Facebook on Vital Health Radio, and we have the interview that we did with him if you want to hear all of the details on that.
And I will say, and I think I did say this a couple, you know, 2-3 years ago, I was listening to a panel of urologists, and they were asking them, they were talking about all the new things. ED Wave was one of them. They were looking at stem cell injections, pudendal nerve injections, basically a lot of the newer, say, non-pill forms of treatment, medical therapies. And when they finally got to the end of all the discussion, they said, now for you guys, which one would you do for yourself? It was all ED Wave, I think, either all or like 90%. So that was the only one they would say, well, this is the one I would do to myself, mm-hmm. because it's safe.
It is, and you know, people normally wouldn't ask me because it's a personal question, but I really am always never embarrassed to talk about things. Have I done it? Yes, I have. Does it work? Yes, it does. So that's
well, you said you're the guinea pig for all these things.
All these things. You know, I did a post, or actually a video on YouTube, Nutrition World's YouTube, and it was the title of it, I don't have it in front of me, was The Dirty Secret of Psyllium Husk. And years ago, I started really investigating, as I do many things with food and supplements. Psyllium is actually classified almost like cotton. So what that means is there's no regulations as to the chemicals that they put on growing that plant. And so we became very, very cognizant of that, and we started looking into the psylliums, which psyllium is a fiber that you people use, like Metamucil, in order to maintain regularity. It does a pretty darn good job. But I started getting concerned about, you know, if this stuff's grown like cotton, who knows what's in it? So we demanded, we only carried brands that had organic or would prove to us they didn't have chemicals. Well, there's a company called ConsumerLabs.com. I pay good money to have a subscription to this company, and they go out and purchase things from stores and then test for contaminants. And surprisingly, I was shocked to see 2 days ago they tested psyllium. Well, psyllium, the lead in 5 grams of psyllium, lead is horribly toxic to our mental state, our physical state, and the last thing we need is to have lead. I mean, California's got the law passed where anything that has lead in it has to be listed on the label. Guess what? Psyllium got out of that law. No one is posting it. And Metamucil has a pretty large amount of lead. Now, the brands that we carry are the organic, have almost none. They only have 0.4 and 0.5. Metamucil has 3.2. And there's a brand called Kate Naturals that has 11.
How about Citracell? Is that on there?
It is not. Now, is Citracell made by Metamucil? I don't know.
No, but there's a lot of my patients have said they have less gas with Citracell. It's more comfortable to take, so I usually recommend that.
Interesting. They didn't test for that one. But again, just buy organic psyllium. And if you want to see my video, go to Nutrition World's YouTube channel and you can see the dirty truth about psyllium. I actually got some bad comments from a couple people on that. Like, how dare you talk unkindly of psyllium? You're ridiculous and this is foolish. It's just a food. Well, no. The devil's in the details. It has lead in it, people.
And there's always one in the crowd.
Always one in the crowd. In fact, one of them on there commented, where did you get that silly mustache? Where did you buy it at? So those are trolls, you know. They used to bother me, but they don't anymore.
No, and we do get some interesting comments sometimes, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did have some good discussions, I will say, this. It was this past Friday, and so I had some wonderful patients, and actually we disagreed on a few issues. Very pleasant discussions, looking at each other's viewpoint, trying to understand each other, and parted as friends. I mean, now that's the way it's supposed to be. It's like, well, I don't agree with you. Explain your viewpoint. Now that's the kind of viewpoint to have people. If you don't agree with Ed and Asilium, just ask some questions and research it yourself. Don't get angry about it.
And if you really are opposed, let's not create a fight. I mean, I've learned with my age to kind of keep my lips together sometimes. They don't need to be speaking.
Well, remember, one of the four agreements, we talked about the book, The Four Agreements, don't take it personally.
Yep, that is so true.
And it makes life so much easier when you don't.
It sure does.
Because if you do take it personally, it probably doesn't hurt the other person's feelings at all. It just hurts you.
Just like someone pulling out in front of you, and then you get all upset about it. We know that wasn't personal. They don't even know who you are.
They don't even know you're there, obviously.
And that really applies to most of life.
Mm-hmm.
Real quickly, on this last segment, I know we mentioned this before, but on a Holistic Navigator's Facebook, I put a study up on an abnormal gene that is linked to the phenomenon in diabetes, the dawn phenomenon, which is people who do all the right things, but they wake up with very high blood sugars. Well, it has to do with circadian rhythm, which is, of course, the internal mechanism of regulating sleep, wake, and other things in the body. And as Dr. Green said earlier, between the segments here, that's pretty common, isn't it?
Sometimes. Well, we're in a circadian rhythm anyway. That's how we're designed. So things like cortisol will start rising in the morning, your heart rate and blood pressure before you wake up. So you can also have gluconeogenesis. The liver produces sugar. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all these things are tied together and to the circadian rhythm. That's true.
But the cool thing of this study is actually it's motivated by abnormal gene.
Which gene?
I've got the study on there, and you could look at it.
Okay.
It's really interesting. I've never heard of this gene.
I'll do it off the air.
And I'll do it in between this next segment. But what I like about it is I always go to, you know, thinking down the road, okay, if the gene is causing an improper circadian rhythm, can we help that? Of course, what is the one thing that helps circadian rhythm at night is resetting that rhythm with melatonin. I've gotten to a point now I'm using 10 milligrams at night. I used to think no more than 3, but I'm telling you, at 63 years old, the 10 milligram is magic for me. It works, it works, it works. It is resetting my sleep rhythm, and I can tell that through my Aura ring.
And for me, when I remember, it's 4, but 4 works for me.
Yeah, we got to experiment. Everybody's different. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And once again, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. And if you would like to learn more about Silverdale and all of their various locations, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Now, the news media lately seems determined to sow fear in our hearts and in our minds. This fear is a poison that can, if we allow it, sicken our spirits. My prayer is that we will actively resist that fear and simply refuse to allow it a foothold. For my part, I will choose to look at God's word for the truth by which I'm going to live my life. Let's look at Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We often live lives that fall short of their full potential, allowing fear to compromise the difference that we could have made. It is time we turn our attention to something more powerful than our fears about tomorrow. We need a perspective that is greater than any anxiety we may face. The good news is that there is something more powerful than the worst fears that linger in our heads. Well, let me say that another way. There is someone greater than our worst fears, and that someone deserves the priority in our perspectives. You know, God has tomorrow under control. He is the wisest and most capable being in existence. I choose to believe that God has a plan and that He is in control, working out that plan in the middle of what often appears chaotic in our lives. Such faith does more than calm our fears. That faith allows us to focus on the lives that we should be living. Lives lived fiercely, in faith, without even the shadow of timidity or fear. Well, let me close with a brief passage from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And people, that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And it's interesting, I made a little note here that I so agree with this statement. Fear sickens our spirit. And, you know, it's what a good coincidence. Talked to Dr. Hedrick earlier in segment two about the scan where I asked about heartbreak, and he said it actually can be seen on imaging. Is that not a powerful message? Because heartbreak, fear, sadness, lack of joy in our life, I mean, it's obvious that it will derail us. So let's, I don't think this is going to fix itself on its own. So we have to do partnering on our own and be our own best friends sometimes to help this journey of finding the better place in life.
But, and I think a lot of times you have to make an active effort to pursue it. I mean, you have to pursue it tooth and nail. You can't just give up, or you can't expect to just to show up on your doorstep and fix you either. You have to look for it.
And, you know, I think we have a country that is easily falls into being victims. And when you're a victim, you look for a rescuer. That means you never look inward, or you don't look for those others that are more the kind of right people or spirits that you need to really connect you, reconnect you to life. Real quickly, we do get back on the business front here in a second. We do blood testing at Nutrition World every Tuesday from 8 to 12 and the last Friday of the month. Had a gentleman last week who has been really just not feeling well for a long time, and he goes to regular doc and has a couple of them and does regular visits, but for some reason they never tested his iron levels. Well, he was terribly, his ferritin was 15 and his iron was exceedingly low because he did some self-testing. So there's a lot of power in, again, embracing what you can do. And then he goes to his regular doc or whoever he trusts to get information how to fix that. With a lot of low blood levels, they need to be checked for hemorrhaging inside too also. And again, repeating, CBD, we have a brand at the store right now for $2.98. And lastly, you know, last week I mentioned about the lady in Chattanooga who is raising and selling us duck eggs, and I meant to bring you a dozen today.
Yes,
Dr. Green,
I forgot to,
but we sold out after last week's show. Duck eggs are so much more nutritious than chicken eggs, and I don't know of anyone in town that sells them.
I don't either. Let me share something from last Easter, just a one-sentence thing. I won't go into the whole thing because we're going to run out of time. But one of the messages from my pastor on Easter, and I liked it. He talked about people whining over, which I do sometimes, over the politics, over all the bad stuff in the world. He said, guys, quit it. Stop. Live like you have already won.
Ooh, I like that.
And we'll get into that later, but I like that attitude.
Live like you have already won. And we have, because if we're sitting here breathing, we've already won.
Well, there you go.
All right, brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.